Construction of the Charlotte Area Transit System's Lynx Blue Line Northeast Extension is hitting another milestone this weekend, with work on a light rail bridge over Harris Boulevard. The project is on track for a mid-2017 opening, and as WFAE's David Borax reports, it's already bringing change to the area.
It's nearly 11 p.m., and workers are rigging a 113-foot steel girder onto a crane at North Tryon Street and Harris Boulevard. Over the next week, this and other giant beams will be lifted into place, completing the final bridge on the Blue Line extension.
What this bridge will do is it will take light rail vehicles over Harris Boulevard and separate the trains on the bridge from the cars below.
David Smith is the construction manager for CATS. Up to now, most work along the 9.3-mile North Tryon corridor has been road widening and earth moving. It hasn't really looked like a rail line.
What you'll see in the future is you'll see the rails going down, you'll see the overhead electrical system that will power the light rail vehicles, and people will really start to see, hey, light rail is coming to University City.
The $1.1 billion extension adds 11 stations from UNC Charlotte to downtown, linking to the existing line from there to I-485 in South Charlotte. New development already is visible along the line from the North Davidson Street area to the university. Mary Newsom of the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute says change is coming.
I think over time the whole corridor is going to look completely different. With that said, the part of the corridor that's closest to uptown is seeing more changes than the part farther out near UNC Charlotte.
Dramatic change may not come as easily as it has south of uptown along the original Blue Line leg. There, most new construction has come on unused industrial land. But NoDa and Northeast Charlotte are filled with existing neighborhoods.
You're seeing transformation in areas where a lot of people live currently. Where not only where people live, but where people have a lot of warm feelings about NoDa. And as those older buildings are torn down to build new, more highly intense buildings, people are going to get really distressed.
Trains are scheduled to be running by August 2017. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.